Morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning. I am Minister Lily Beat, and I shall be talking to you today about becoming a successful servant of God. Listen to the title again, becoming a successful servant of God. Amen. Everybody that's a servant don't necessarily mean they're successful. Our scripture is coming from Matthew 23, which is a very familiar scripture to everyone. I am reading from the New Translation version. The person who is greatest among you will be a servant. Amen. The person who is the greatest among you will be your servant. Amen. So there's nothing wrong with being a servant if you understand the qualifications, amen? And this morning I will give you two definitions of servant. Webster Dictionary defines servant as a person who performs duties for others, especially a person employed in a house. In a biblical definition of a servant, a biblical definition of a servant, a biblical definition of servant of God being free to act within the bounds of God's will, following conversation established in King James Version. In other words, following the directions in the Word of God toward your servanthood. Amen. It also means a devoted and helpful follower or supporter, a tireless servant of God. Amen. That don't mean you crumble at the first obstacle. Tireless means continuing on with your assignment. Amen. A prime example of a tireless servant of God, Jesus is our best example of being a servant. Amen. I was thinking about this when I was writing this, and it just came in my spirit. Jesus is the first servant and the best example of a servant that you can have. He gave up his kingship. Kingship. He was a king. He gave it up to become a symbol of sin for man in order to redeem us back to God. He was committed to his assignment. He never stopped walking to Calvary. If you've ever read the story in the Word of God, in the Gospels, how Jesus started on this journey, he never quit. He never gave up. He never gave into discouragement. I think maybe in my sanctified mind, the only time he looked like he got kind of weak was when he had to go to Calvary. But he soon recovered because he knew what his assignment was. It's a good thing when you know what your assignment is. That means you will follow through no matter what hardships, no matter what struggles come along, because you know what the main mission is. And Jesus' main mission for coming to earth was to redeem sinful man back to God. In other words, he made us a bridge in order to go back to God. Amen? So that's a good example to follow. Amen? Definitions, four steps toward servanthood. I'm sure there are a lot more, but I just wrote these four down. First off, develop a servant mentality. This is the first step in becoming a successful servant. Your mental capabilities have to be humble in order to become a good servant. Amen? The next one is have a determination to serve. It's not enough just to have a servant mentality. You must be determined to help. Amen? The next one is commit to following God. Amen? Commit to following God. Not everybody else that's on the playing field. Be committed to following God. That's just like a person that's in the military. When you put on the uniform of the United States of America, you become committed, or you should become committed to following the laws of the armed forces. You should have your mind made up. You're not going to quit when it get a little rough. Like my mom said, you're not going to be like Pat when the first shot was fired, he left. Amen? You will be committed. Committed to following God. So you got to know who your leader is. You got to know who you're following. First off, you got to define who you're following. Because if you don't know who you're following, you're going to follow anything. So you got to know who you're following. Amen? Identify who you're following. The fourth one is start serving where you are. There's always, always a way to help where you are. You don't have to go outside your community. You don't have to go outside your school. You don't have to go outside your house. You don't have to go outside your country to serve. That's why I say serve where you are. Find out what it is that's needed and step into that position. Don't wait to be called. Don't wait to be prompt. Just do what you know to do. If you can help, help right where you are. You don't have to go anywhere else. Just look around your community, look around your home, look around everywhere you are already at and see the needs that's already there and present yourself to do the work of a servant. Amen. Don't look for accolades. That's the worst thing in the world. If you're looking for a crown, you need to sit down. Crowns don't necessarily come with servanthood. Servanthood is an unthankless job. It's a forgetting job. People don't always know who you are. They're not really concerned who you are. They just want to know the end results. Amen? Amen. Qualities of a good servant. Notice I said qualities now. First I gave you the four steps, just some of them. Those are the steps. Now here are the qualities. Empathy. A good servant has empathy, has the ability to recognize and understand feelings and emotions that are experienced by someone else. If you can feel what someone else is feeling, you will develop empathy. Amen? The next one I have is learning to value people. We all have value. Like I always say, God did not create junk. Value people. Servant leaders value people for who they are, not just for what they give to the organization. Servant leaders are committed first and foremost to people, particularly their followers. If someone is following you, you should be devoted to them. If you look at Jesus and the disciples, he was concerned about those disciples. He wanted to make sure they were good, that they were healthy, that their families were taken care of. That's what a servant does, not just focus on what I want and how I want it and how you can help me. The next one is humility. Servant leaders do not promote themselves. They promote other people first. If you're in this for any other reason, you need to quit the job and go back to the drawing board. They are actually humble, not humble as an act, not pretend, not false humility. There's a difference between true humility and false humility. And it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out who's in the false humility. Amen? The next one is listening. Don't be so intent on what you got to say. Listen. Close your mouth, open your ears, and quiet your heart and listen. That's the best way to learn about anything, learning to be a good listener. If you remember school, that teacher always say, be a good listener. Don't try to overtalk other people before you hear what they got to say. Don't assume that you know what they're going to say, because you don't. Amen? We are not clever. Trust. Servant leaders give trust to others. Don't you know, if you don't trust somebody, you're not going to follow them. So you make yourself a trustworthy person. They are willing to take their risk for the people they serve. That means you're going to be on the front line. A good example of that is when I was in the military, you had the guys that go out front before the rest of the other people pass by. And they were called, they were out in front. So in other words, they were going to take the bullet for you. They made sure the ground was level. They made sure there was no landmines that you could step on. So those were the first guys that went on the line. So a servant is the same way. If you want to explore something, don't put your people out there. You go. You figure out how they need to cross over and be safe. That's your job. Amen? The next one is caring. You got to care about people. People know when you care about them. Even an animal know when you care about them. So you got to be concerned and care for people. That's your, you got to learn how, you got to care for people. You got to love people. In other words, you got to be willing to take a hit for somebody. Amen? Not always stand back and let somebody get a hit for you. Amen? Amen. So these are some of the qualities of a servant. Amen? And Jesus called his followers servants. If you are truly striving to be a follower of Jesus, if you are to be a successful follower of Christ, you must become a servant. Amen? You must become a servant. As Christians, we should all want to be a successful servant of God. How do you become a successful servant? The four steps I already told you. If you want to be a successful servant of God, you must develop a determination to be of help. Give of your time, give of your energy, give of yourself. The scripture says God loves a cheerful giver. Amen? Have a determination to help. Commit to following God. Every one of us is sitting here today is following someone or something. Don't ever think you just out here in the wind because you either follow, and in this case, you're either following God or you're following the devil. They're the only two out here. So you're following one of them, unknown or be known. So you can be an unspoken servant of the devil. If you don't ever stand up for right, if you don't ever do the right thing, then you know what camp you're in. Amen? Some of us listen to friends' advice. Others listen to opinions of the so-called experts. Anybody can be an expert if you do your homework, do your research, do your studying. If you want to learn about